Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 10 o'clock summer service and Pastor Stephanie's maiden voyage here at our church. Yeah. Could you all stand as you're able and join us in our first song, We Are the Branches.
Thank you. Good morning. Please be seated. This morning, I wanted to greet you all. My name is Jean. I'm the chair of the Staff Parish Pastoral Relations Committee, and I change up those P's every time I say it, SPPRC. And it is with great, great joy that we introduce to you today the Reverend Stephanie Kidwell. She comes to us first with the blessing and appointment from the bishop and the cabinet. Her past appointments are Arvada, Long's Peak, and Berthoud, most recently in reverse order. She came from Arvada. She was ordained in 2003, and she promises to tell us a lot about herself in her sermon. Let's welcome Stephanie. And before I step down, we always want to make sure that we honor the other half of our combination. Let's say hello to Kevin. Stand, Kevin. And now we'll move into the celebration of appointment liturgy. This has parts for all of us. Dear friends, today we welcome Stephanie, who has been appointed to serve as our pastor. We believe that she is well qualified and has been prayerfully appointed by our bishop, Karen Oliveto. Stephanie, you have been sent to live among us as a bearer of the Word of God, as a minister of the sacraments, and as a sustainer of love, order, service, and discipleship of the people of God.
Today, I reaffirm this commitment in the presence of this congregation at Mountain View UMC.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as a people committed to participate in the ministries of the church by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, service, and your witness, will you, who celebrate this new beginning, support and uphold Stephanie in these ministries?
We reaffirm our commitment to support you with our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger.
Who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation.
Let us pray. Eternal God, strengthen and sustain all of us in our ministries together with Stephanie as our pastor. Give her and us patience, courage, and wisdom to care for one another and challenge one another, that together we may follow Jesus Christ, living together in love and offering our gifts and talents in our service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we will have an opportunity to greet Stephanie both this week, during this next week when she's at work for Mountain View, and then next week we will have on Sunday a community event where we'll have a time to meet with all of the community surrounding Mountain View, and Stephanie and Kevin will be there so that we can visit with them as well. Please stand and greet one another.
Okay, kids, come on up. Any other kids, come on up. You guys, come here. I have something very exciting to tell you guys about. So yes, so you guys, have you guys ever met anybody new before? Yes, we've meet lots of people, don't we? When you meet somebody new, what do? You say hello. Well, that's what I would like you guys to do right now. I have something for you guys to meet. Sitting right next to you guys here, this is Pastor Stephanie. Can you guys say hello?
Eleanor, hi.
Eleanor and I already met.
Okay, perfect. So Stephanie is now here. She's gonna worship with us and become a part of our church here and get to know you guys. But I just wanted to make sure you guys got a chance to meet her this morning. So you guys all focus on her and she'll tell you a little bit about herself, okay?
Hi. I'm so excited to get to be here and I love this prayer ground. And I wondered if sometimes in church if I could just come and sit with you guys. They said I can. Because you have stuff to do over there. It looks like a lot more fun. I like that. Let's see, I wanted to tell you a little bit about me, because I'm so excited to be with you all. Sometimes people say, oh, the kids, you know, they, Miss Larissa takes care of them, but I want to know you all too, and she'll help me get to do that. I have some kids, but they're big grown-up kids. But I have three grandchildren, and they are seven now? Oh my goodness, seven, they're 7, 5, and 2. Are any of you 7, 5, or 2? How old are you? You're 7? It's close. Six, so he's old. So I know something about kids. And if you're ever in the church during the week, come down and visit me. Do you know where my office is? It's way down in the basement. You know where there's like good food on that side of the basement? My office is on the other side where there's not good food. But you are welcome to come visit me anytime and come and tell me what's happening at church or what you wish was happening at church. And we can pray together and learn about Jesus together. And it's going to be very fun, do you think? Thank you for being here on my first Sunday.
Do you guys think we should say a prayer with Pastor Stephanie? You guys bow your heads with us. Say, hey, God.
Hey, God.
Thanks for this day. Thanks for bringing us Pastor Stephanie. Help us to help her. Learn all about us and our church. We love you, God. Thanks for loving us. Amen.
Amen. Because we're following the order of worship that you have followed all summer, and I don't have a clue what it is, I'm going to have to keep checking the cheat sheet. So bear with me or just shout out. You're supposed to be doing whatever. But you've only been doing this for a couple weeks, right? So you don't know either. Good. We're all new together in this space and in this place, but it says that we're supposed to share joys and concerns in this time. So what joys and concerns? Does she want me to pick her or what? Yes.
I want to introduce my friend. She's in the second row here. Delta Bement, and she was my mentor when I first started doing children's choirs here, and we went to these, we took our kids to festivals. She was a choir director at another church, and she just surprised me this morning coming to visit just to see me, because I haven't seen her for a couple of years since we've been moving and all this other stuff. So she's a wonderful, wonderful person. Please say hi to her, shake her hand, and make her feel very welcome. She's a lovely, lovely lady. Love her to death.
Welcome. It is always fun to have our mentors with us. Yes, I'm sorry. The peanut gallery has a lot this morning.
And it's going to get worse, Stephanie. It's going to get worse. I have a huge joy today. My husband, Richard De La Vega, is, wait for it, 69 years old today.
Happy birthday. That's a big deal. Because mine was last week, and we get to go to lunch. Yes. We're birthday month buddies. Anybody else out here? Oh, any more back there? Okay, good. Yes, way out there.
I got a new job.
Woo! Adam says he has a new job. Congratulations and blessings on that new endeavor. New jobs are a little scary. Other prayers, other joys and concerns. Jean.
I just got to have a fabulous celebration with 20 of my closest relatives at the lake in Washington State.
Jean had a wonderful celebration with 20 of her closest relatives at a lake in Washington State. So celebrations are wonderful this time of year. We have so many of them. Anyone else? I can see where the problem corner of the church is going to be. Yes?
Just remember that Allie Williams got married, was it Friday?
Saturday? Yeah, Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
Allie Williams got married.
Paula and Dave.
Same. Good. Okay. Yes? Brother getting married on Saturday. Lots of celebrations continue. Celebrating. Congratulations to you. Lots of celebrating.
Well, you have a yellow shirt on, you're supposed to say something, right?
We're about out of them.
Hey, when I had the privilege of serving as a district superintendent, I know I was not supposed to have favorites, but of the 20 or 30 favorite pastors I had, one of the top was Stephanie. And she did an amazing job at Long's Peak United Methodist Church. And it was a very particular reason we sent her to Arvada. And she did an outstanding job there. And she is one of the outstanding pastors of the Rocky Mountain Conference. And one of the things I want to point out, though, you've had women clergy in this church before, but this is the first woman senior pastor at the Mountain View United Methodist Church. And I just want to celebrate that and pray for Stephanie.
Thank you, Skip. Who invited him? Oh, no, just kidding. That was wonderful and very nice of you. Skip and I go pretty far back, I guess. And Skip married Kevin and I, so we have that claim, whether that's good or... So far, it's working.
He did
6 years so far. 6 years, so it's working well. Any other joys or concerns you want to share this morning? Oh, yep. A friend who has terminal cancer and only a few days to live. Prayers for them indeed. Let us join together in a time of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come before you filled with celebrations this week, joys of coming together with family and celebrating, joys of remembering past times, remembering mentors, those who have taught us, and the joy at seeing them present with us. We come in the midst of celebrations, of birthdays, of people remembering those dates of birth, but also remembering the love of those around them and that join them. In the midst of all of our celebrations and all of our joy, we have concerns. We don't all come with that same light heart. And we remember those who this day are grieving, who are hurting, and who seek you for comfort and joy. Be with them. In the midst of our celebrating, remind us that those blessings begin with you. And in the midst of our worry, remind us of your strength and your love. As we come to this place, this day of new beginning, a day of getting to know one another, a day of introduction, a day of figuring it out, give us your guidance so that we as church can remember that we are a church that serves you, a church that follows you, a church that strives to be all you would have us to be. We come to you with these prayers this day, remembering whose we are. We pray these things in the name of your Son. Amen. The ushers are ready. It must be time for the offering. I invite you this morning, as you make an offering, to make that offering fully from your heart. Ushers.
I have unanswered prayers. I have trouble I wish wasn't there. And I've asked a thousand ways you would take my pain away. You would take my pain away. I'm trying to understand how to walk this weary land, make straight the paths that crooked lie. Oh Lord, before these feet of mine, oh Lord, before these feet of mine, when my world is shaken. Please join us for the Sanctus. I don't know if they stand or not. Y'all want to stand?
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the gifts that you give us, the gift of family and of friends, the gift of church, and the gift of celebrating. We come to this place this day thanking you and returning our gifts. We ask that you would bless them. Amen.
Please join me in the scriptural meditation. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. The scripture this morning is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. The word of God for the people of God.
Here we are, together, finally. You've all been waiting for me to get here, and I've been waiting to be here with you, and it feels kind of strange, maybe. It feels kind of not as exciting as it might have been, because we've all been waiting for weeks and weeks, and wouldn't it have been good if somewhere along the line we could have done this in little steps, maybe. But here we are. And I know that you all came today because you want to find out something about this woman who is your new pastor. And I want to find out all about you, and I'm excited to do that. One of the things that you need to know about me is I like to preach in sermon series, and I like to do that because it helps me develop ideas over the course of time, and it helps you understand those ideas and talk to me about them over the course of time. So to start out with, for the next 4 weeks, I'm doing a series called Telling the Story, just telling the story, and this week I'm going to tell the story of me. That's one I know pretty well. Next week, I'm going to talk about Mountain View. So telling the story of Mountain View. And I've been gathering information and want to tell you if over the next few days you think of things I should know about Mountain View, things that I should share next week, especially those of you who have more history in this place. Feel free to let me know those things. Call me, drop me a note, send me an email, and tell me, you know, this is one of the fascinating secrets. One of the things we don't know, I'm seeing people point to who might tell us things. Let me know the history, because that's what I want to talk about next week. This week, me. Next week, Mountain View. Then the third week is going to get a little tricky. I'm going to talk about the story of the United Methodist Church. Yeah, those of you who've been following along know that one might be a little hard, but it's important for us to deal with. We can't play like we're not United Methodist. And we can't play like nothing's happening. So I'll give us 2 weeks to get to know each other a little bit. Then we'll talk about the church and what's going on there. And then the fourth week, I'm going to talk about the world and our role in the world. More importantly, who we are and who we're supposed to be out there. I don't think that this is about me, and I don't think it's really about you. I think it's about our mission and our ministry in the world. Who are we supposed to be, no matter what the big church might be doing? Who are we, Mountain View, and who can we be together as we move forward? And to me, that's where the excitement lies. But let's take a couple of weeks to get to know each other and get ready to do great things in ministry together. Does that sound like a plan to you all, a good idea of how to go? Good. So this week, who am I? Well, the first thing, I've had some people already ask me, what should we call you? And I know the old joke about don't call me late for lunch, but other than that, which is true, you can call me what you're comfortable with. Some of you will just want to call me Stephanie, and that's my name. It's been my name for a long time, and I am fine with you calling me Stephanie. Now, some of you will want to add a title to that, and that's great, too. Some people with children want their children to add something of respect. Pastor is great. I like being Pastor Stephanie. That's fine with me, but I don't care if they call me Stephanie, whatever works for them and you. And I know that sometimes when you're trying to introduce me to people out in the world, Pastor helps, and that's fine. You can call me Reverend Kidwell. But I'm not really that formal. You'll learn really quickly. If you want to call me Reverend Kidwell, I'll answer to it, but I won't really, it's not me. It's just not who I feel like I am. Except when I call the hospital to find out how you're doing, I'll say, this is Reverend Kidwell, because then you can get a little further through the system. But that's just not who I am. So call me what you're comfortable with calling me. Does that make sense? Whoever, what works for you, and as you get to know me, that may change and unfold a little bit. Some other things I can tell you about me, and some of you have already read this, that because somebody else came up to me and said, I have Indiana roots. I grew up in Indiana. Kevin and I dated in high school, and we've been out of high school more than 6 years, so if you're doing the math, a couple more than that, 40 years. Anyway, we met in high school, dated, and then as many people change as they grow up, he went one way, I came west. We married other people. We had children. We got divorced, and here we are today together. So we're very excited to share in our journey together. We have enjoyed that. Kevin was raised Roman Catholic, but then when you marry a Methodist minister, it kind of changes that a little bit. Is that fair to say? Yes. So those of you who have Catholic roots, I understand a little bit about those, and Kevin would love to talk to you about the differences and how he came to be here in the Methodist Church. And you'll find him to be engaged and involved. We don't know how yet, but he will be. I also would tell you that I've lived in Colorado since 1986, so I've been here a long time, and I feel like it's my home. Indiana is not home to me anymore. I have a law degree from Indiana University, and it's really helpful because when I have to read the discipline, I know how to make a paragraph sign, so that's good. And it does help me understand some of the ways things work in the Methodist Church and other places in the world. I also have a degree in Spanish and psychology from Purdue University, and I have a degree from Iliff School of Theology in Divinity, so I have it all covered. My father, who passed away about 4 years ago, said, with a law degree and a divinity degree, when I die, no matter which way I go, I have it covered. That's my dad for you, and that's part of the humor that I inherited. I like to tell stories. That's why I called this series Telling Stories. But when I tell stories about me, like I just told you a little thing about my dad and his sense of humor, the stories about me are only important as they trigger stories for you. Maybe when I said that, you thought about your own father's sense of humor, or maybe you thought about lawyers you know. So when I tell you stories, remember, I'm just helping you remember your own story. And we'll put our stories together over time, trying to understand together our place and how those stories go together. Like someone just told me, and I can't remember your name, but I remember that you lived in West Lafayette for a while, and I don't even see you, but I remember that part. I love to hear about you and who you are and how you came to be in this place. And I know that the SPR and I are going to work together in the next week or so to find times to get together in some small groups so that I can hear more about you and you can ask me about me. I do have two children, and so does Kevin. My two are grown-ups, and one lives in Seattle, Washington, and teaches high school math. And that's my daughter, Lydia, and she is married. My son, Gabriel, lives in Orange County, California, and sells software to banks. I don't know what it does, but he does tell them. And I think someday he'll go into the ministry. But don't tell him I said that. But I think you can't tell your children, can you? But you can just support them. And then Kevin has two children, a daughter who lives in Indiana and a son in Indiana who is the father of the three grand boys. So you'll see them float around occasionally maybe, but none of them live here. And I know some of you have adult children that live far away, and it's hard, isn't it? You miss them, but they come and go in our lives. We have a dog, Sunny. She's a golden doodle, and you'll maybe see her occasionally, not on Sundays, but drop by. She's there. We live across the street, if you didn't know that. If you need to find us in the neighborhood, we're there. What else do I know about me? That's enough, isn't it? That's enough of that stuff. It'll unfold over the days ahead. You can learn a lot about me. People will say, what are your hobbies? Church can't be my hobby because it's my job and it takes a lot. I give a lot to the church I serve, but I love to read. I love to read. So if you have book suggestions, let me know. You'll hear about them from time to time in sermons. I like to read fiction and nonfiction and anything in between. So let me know what you're reading, and maybe we'll study some of those together. That would be a good thing and way to get to know each other. But one of the things that I know you want to know about me is, what about her ministry? How will she be among us? What will her ministry be like? And that's why I chose that scripture, that Ephesians 4. I love that. Live the life that you've been called to live. And I feel that I have been called to church ministry. A couple times I've tried to give it up. You can ask Skip, he can tell you that, because I've said to him, what else could I do? I can't do this anymore. And then I can't think of anything else. I've even tried to apply for some nonprofits, and I value their work, but this is where I feel called to be. That Ephesians passage that says to be what you're called to be, that's here. That's in this place. And I'm excited to be able to do that with you. I felt called to ministry way back in 1998. I've been under appointment since 1999, so I just celebrated my 20th year serving churches, starting from my student days. And in the course of that, I've felt my call unfold more and more, defined more and more. Because it wasn't as if I was called then, and that was it. It changes and grows. And I also believe that all of you are called, not just me, but all of you. And that you are called maybe not to this ministry, but to a ministry. Do you know what your ministry is? I'll keep asking you that. I won't let you just sit there quietly and comfortably. I'll keep asking you and challenge you. That's one of the things that I think my ministry is about, is to say to you, who are you and what are you going to do? What are you up to? And some of you are going to say, I'm pretty little. I'm a child. I can't do anything. Oh, yes, you can. And some of you will say, you know, that 90th birthday party coming up pretty soon in a couple weeks, I'm one of them. And I've had my turn. I'm done. Oh, no, you're not. And everybody in between, we've got something that needs to be done together. We are called, each of us. And I take my call very seriously, very seriously. It grieves me. It hurts me when I can't be all that I feel God has called me to be. So sometimes you're going to say, you aren't really acting like a pastor. Talk to me about it. Because I don't feel called to be up here. I feel called to be here with you all. And I want to talk to you about what that looks like all the time. So come to me and keep talking to me. Don't call Jean. She's busy. Call me and talk to me. I want to get to know you and be with you. That's what I feel called to be. Specifically, I feel called to share the power of the Holy Spirit with the people called Methodists. That's us. And that's what I feel called to be. But did you hear the rest of what Jean... Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't do the reading. I apologize, Lynn. Lynn did the reading for us. Did you hear what Lynn said? That there is one, and it talked of unity. There is one Lord of all, one God of all, one. Well, that's all of us. And I bet, now I don't know, because I haven't gone very far into figuring out who you all are yet, but I bet you don't agree with you on every issue. Is that probably right? Yes, says some of you. I also know that some of you over here would never sit over there. Is that right? And vice versa. That's true. I know that to be true. Because what if we move the playground to this side one week? Oh, my. Oh my, that'd be, it'd be hard, wouldn't it? We can't do that. The parents are saying, sure, whatever, but no, we can't. I know that you all don't agree, but it says in the scripture that we are to be one. I know that you all don't agree with me. I'm sure of that. I've already run into that twice here in 10 minutes. No, but it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter if we all agree or not. What we have to know is our one purpose. What's our purpose? And we'll explore that together. And it's that one purpose that brings us together, even if you're on the right or the left side of the sanctuary, or other things as well. What is our one purpose? I don't know yet what it is in this place, but I know part of it. I know that our purpose here at Mountain View United Methodist Church is to love God. We could probably all agree on that one, can't we? To love God and to serve God. How do we unfold that? I'm not sure yet. But how do we bring together our differences for our strengths? And that's something that we'll look at some next week as we look at Mountain View and who it is. We'll come together. We'll strive for unity, not a sense of unity that's some middle of the road that makes no differences anywhere, not some kind of middle of the road, but a coming together in our strengths, a true coming together. Can we do that as church? Can we find ways to be one even in our differences? I hope so. That's what I think I'm here for. To figure out how to be that one strength, that one unity, to live out the call, not that just I've been called to be, but that we have all been called to be together. Will you go on that journey with me? Will you help me be one in this place and beyond? Amen. I invite you all to a time of meditation as we stop and think about these words, as we truly discover who we each are in this place. As we move into a time of communion, I want to invite you all to the table. I want to invite each of you to come. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church. That's one of the amazing blessings of being Methodist, is you're all welcome to the table. I want to invite you all during this time to stop and think about who you are called to be and how we can together in this place serve God. I invite you into a moment of silence. Hear the good news. Christ died while we are all still sinners. This proves God's love for us. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
It is good to give thanks and praise. It is a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. As you shaped all of creation with your abundant and everlasting love, as you called each one of us to be in service to you, we give thanks for entrusting us this great qualities, even as we follow you in hope and faith. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. You, O God, and holy is your Son Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, who came to show us a way to love. Holy are you, and holy is your Son. Holy is your Spirit that falls upon each of us and on these elements. We remember the night that he died for us, the night that he drew everyone together, all the disciples in one place. All of the disciples, all who are called to serve, and that he took bread. And he lifted it up and said, "Oh God, pour out your Spirit to make this bread for all who would eat on it, my body." And he broke the bread and shared it among them. And when they had finished with the bread, he took the cup. And again, he offered it up. He offered up the cup and said, "Pour out your Spirit that this cup will be the cup of the new covenant, the new promise for each of you. Pour it out that you would receive it." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving in a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us, as we proclaim the great mystery of faith.
Jesus, you died for us and conquered the grave to rise. We long for the day to be face to face, and your glory fills all.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on this bread and this cup, and all gathered in this place, that we would feel your Spirit move among us. Amen. When we come to this time of communion, it's powerful and moving, and sometimes we forget and words escape us. But we can always remember the words that Jesus gave us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I would invite those who are serving communion to come forward. Gracious and loving God, thank you for your table, for the ability to come and to feel your presence with us at this table. As we rise, give us energy to be and to do your mission in this world. Amen. I understand now is the time for announcements, and that's new, so we'll get this all together. The big one is this. You'll have one of these. These papers are not for you. You already know about the big party next Sunday at 5 o'clock with fun and games and food and music. You all know about that, right? So take this paper and strategically give it to someone else. Say something like, you should see what my church is doing. Or you don't even have to say church, because some people, I know we're in Boulder. So you can say something like, some people I know are having a party and you're invited. What do you think? And who knows? It might be just the ticket they need to come. So I hope you'll come to get to know us better. We're excited. Did you know, Kevin, that they have cornhole? He loves that. He's really, really good. So stand back. So that's next Sunday night. That's one of the announcements I know. So make sure that you come to that and invite people, because people will come to that kind of thing. Then later we'll work on them on Sunday morning. Okay. So bring them to dinner. What else do I need to announce? Is it on social media? Yes, it's on social media. It will be. Look at the, oh, that's good, Jean. I love that people here are already to help me. So thank you. Jean says, make sure you read the bulletins in your, the announcements in your bulletin. That'll give you all the rest of the information that you need to have. How about a blessing as we go? Will you feel the Spirit of God in this place and beyond? May you understand God's call in your own lives. And may you find a way to be one in unity. Go in peace. Amen.